This is Ozarks at Large. Later, we'll meet some of the youngest runners taking part in this weekend's Hogeye Marathon activities. Earlier this week, the city of Fayetteville recognized National Service Corps workers here. The mayor read a proclamation, and current members of organizations like Energy Corps, AmeriCorps Food Corps, and Episcopal Service Corps worked on community gardens for the day. Over the past couple of weeks, we've talked to a few members of Energy Corps who are working in Northwest Arkansas. Energy Corps is a state and national program that comes under the umbrella of AmeriCorps.
And it fills a unique niche with hands-on service as well as indirect service of building an infrastructure of longer-lasting programs.
Kalina Miller is the Energy Corps National Project Coordinator. She was in Fayetteville recently, and she says Energy Corps provides a year-long opportunity for people to become engaged in efforts to make a community more sustainable. And it's open to a wide variety of applicants.
Stereotype is that it's younger and maybe kids just out of college looking for some work experience or trying to figure out what to do next. But we've had members that have been a wide age range and experience and education. So that adds to the mix and sharing of ideas.
Last month, two Energy Corps workers, Nina Prater and Ben Maddox, were at the recycling drop-off post on Happy Hollow Road in Fayetteville. While people were dropping recyclable glass into large bins, Nina and Ben were surveying them to see how far they were traveling to use the recycling spot and if they knew of a new location at North Street. Nina, a native of Vermont but now a resident of Cedarville, Arkansas, says she discovered Energy Corps through research online.
Well, I was looking for a job and I wanted to do something that did some good in the world. I have always looked for some jobs like that, and I have a 16-month-old daughter, and I knew that if I was going to be leaving her at daycare, it had to be for a really good reason. And I feel like this is a really good reason.
Nina and Ben have also worked with public schools in the city and worked with businesses on Dixon Street in efforts to increase the amount of recycling taking place. For Ben Maddox, a native of Fayetteville, this is his second Service Corps term. Earlier, he helped build trails with the U.S. Forest Service in Southern California.
You learn on the job, and they take people of all skill levels. So in today's job market, it's really hard to find a job if you're not already an expert in a certain field. And I feel like AmeriCorps opens the door to a lot of young people who are fresh out of college or high school and gives them the opportunity to do a job they've never done before.
You know, there's all these bikes at the police auctions, and it'd be great if they were fixed up, if somebody had the time to do that. So I was like, well, I need a project.
That's another Energy Corps member in Northwest Arkansas, Brittany Horn. She's working with the Bicycle Coalition of the Ozarks Changing Gears Project. She's overseeing an effort that takes lost, discarded, or otherwise abandoned bikes, fixes them, and then places them with people who need transportation. Brittany says the idea began with police auctions.
Kind of exploded into all donated bikes. So we're saving bikes from the landfill and getting them to the hands of people that can actually use them. So it just kind of grew on me. It kind of got a lot bigger than I ever imagined it to be. I was just going to do like a one-time thing, like go to the police auction and get some bikes and fix them up. And now it's grown into a project that I hope lasts longer than I will necessarily be here.
Seven Hills Shelter in Fayetteville has been working with the Changing Gears Project to help people without jobs or permanent shelter use bikes in the city's trail system to have a better, faster, more reliable way to get to a job. As of last month, 40 bikes had been successfully rehabilitated. The big goal of Energy Corps assignments, not just to give people a job, but to create a lasting change. Dan Dean, the Arkansas Energy Corps Project Director, has two separate Energy Corps terms on his resume. He says a plan he worked on to increase recycling in a Fayetteville neighborhood is an example of lasting effect.
And we did a door-to-door outreach in one neighborhood to talk face-to-face with residents about recycling and saw an immediate upturn in recycling in that neighborhood. And the plan that we sort of worked to establish with City Solid Waste is continuing.
And that program's ripples might someday move beyond Fayetteville. Nina Prater says when her term is up this fall, she wants to find a job closer to the farm she owns with her husband in Cedarville called Cedar Creek Farms.
Now that I've been exposed to the recycling industry or, the recycling challenges that communities are facing, it would be great if I could have the opportunity to help communities around where I live recycle more. That's definitely an interest of mine.
For Mallory Jenkins, an Energy Corps member in Fayetteville via her hometown of Madison, Alabama, the experience she's had working with the University of Arkansas's Office of Sustainability has given her ideas for her own business, incorporating a practice called zeroscaping.
It really interests me. I really like sustainable landscaping, and I love to design things. I was an environmental design major from Auburn, so I think that is something I definitely want to get into in my future, get involved with one, eventually maybe start my own.
Energy Corps began in Montana and is in its third year as a national organization with people not just in Arkansas and Montana, but also Pennsylvania, Iowa, and Texas. At any time, there are about 40 Energy Corps members involved in their one-year terms in those states. Age, experience, and goals vary from member to member, but according to Kalina Miller, the Energy Corps National Project Coordinator, there is one common denominator for potential members.
Passion. Passion for serving. Passion for the environment. Passion for something that we can pick up on and give them the tools to express that wherever they're going to be.
You can learn more about the organization at energycorps.org. This is Ozarks at Large. Thank you.